Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Pádraic is back with sport.
Good morning again, Mary. Well, Manchester City are in pole position to retain their Premier League title. The division's top scorer, Erling Haaland, found the net twice in their 2-0 win away to Tottenham. City hold a 2-point lead over their title rivals, Arsenal. So if they beat West Ham in their final game on Sunday, they'll be crowned champions. Any slip-up would bring Arsenal back into contention. The Gunners are at home to Everton. That loss for Spurs means that Aston Villa will play in the Champions League next season. It'll be the club's first time appearing in the primary competition since they reached the quarter-finals of the 1983 European Cup. There are strengthening indications that the Republic of Ireland women's team's Euro qualifier against France in July will be played in Cork. John Fallon in the Irish Examiner is reporting that Super Value Páirc Chaoimh is the frontrunner to host Eileen Gleeson's team, with the Aviva Stadium and Talla Stadium both unavailable. The village of Inniskeen, County Monaghan, will stage the All-Ireland Football Championship game between Louth and Meath. It's a home fixture for Louth, but they don't have a stadium big enough to hold the match. Normally in Inniskeen, the bicycles go by in twos and threes, but it should be a lot busier on Saturday week, with throw-ins set for 5:30. Young Kerry dual star Luke Crowley will have to choose between codes this Sunday. The All-Ireland Under-20 football final between Kerry and Tyrone has been fixed for the same afternoon as the Kerry Hurlers' Joe McDonagh Cup game against Offaly. Now to golf, and of the three Irish players taking part in the first round of the US PGA Championship in Louisville, Kentucky tomorrow, recent PGA Tour winner in the Zurich Classic team event Shane Lowry will be teeing off amongst the later starters alongside Nicolai Højgaard and Jason Day. Lowry's win alongside Rory McIlroy in the team event in New Orleans continued a very strong start to the season, and he seemed optimistic about his prospects this week when he spoke yesterday to Greg Allen.
There's no doubt, if you look at, like, you know, FedEx Cup standing, it's the best start of my season I've ever had. You know, I feel like my driving stats are great, my iron stats are great, my chipping is always, you know, pretty good, and I feel like if I hold a few putts, I can always be dangerous.
And you've changed putter, because it's so strange to see you not use the traditional two-ball putter and gone to a putter similar to Rory's.
Yeah, it's actually different to Rory's, but it's very similar. It's not a big change because the putter looks similar, and it's a mallet style. But it's something different, and to be honest, it's felt pretty good. And like I said, you know, to win at Zurich was nice with it. And then, you know, sort of 5 to 15 feet, that if I can start seeing a few of those going in, it'd be very nice.
Valhalla offers a challenge which is based on driving it long, good iron play, especially mid-iron play, because it is very long. From your point of view, driving an iron play is a big, big, you know, plus point to your game. So you must be looking forward to what the challenge is here.
Yeah, it's very long. You know, it's pretty much the same as my whole career, I think. If I come into majors, I come into big tournaments, and I know if I can hold a few putts, I can do all right. That's kind of the way my whole career has been, and there's been certain stages of my career where I've putted well, and, you know, I'm working as hard as I've ever have, to be honest, and I'm doing a lot of quality work as well, and I feel like it's getting there.
Did you find out something about your game in the Zurich four ball? You know,
I found out it's easy player from 350 down the middle.
off Rory's drives,
yeah. But no, I, you know, probably, you know, play with a little bit more of a smile on my face and with a little bit more. It's easier said than done, and I feel like, yeah, we've all played with, like, you know, probably not as much tension on our backs as we have had over the last few months, and I feel like we're both like that, and I feel like we're both good for each other that week. You know, if we had a bad shot, we just laughed at it and got on with it and kept going. And I feel like, you know, as your career goes on and it gets longer and longer, you have your ups and your downs, and everyone has them. Like, Rory's had them, I've had them, you know, everyone has them, and you just have to kind of get on with it and keep trucking away and keep trying as hard as you can. And, you know, that's what I'm doing, and I feel like, you know, if I keep doing that, it might happen this week, it might happen, you know, in a couple of weeks in Canada, or it might happen, you know, down the road in Troon. You just don't know. You just have to keep believing in yourself and believing what you're doing is the right thing. And, you know, I was doubting myself a lot at the start of the year, but then, you know, my performances over the last few months have shown me that, you know, I'm still well able to compete at this level.
That's Shane Lowry. The Ireland men's cricket team lost by 6 wickets to Pakistan in their T20 international at Clontarf, set 179 for victory. Pakistan reached their target with 18 balls to spare, and they take the series 2-1. In rugby, Ian Henderson has been ruled out of Ireland's tour of South Africa in July. He's undergone surgery on a toe injury. The RFU may have to stream England's summer test match against Japan on its website amid difficulties finding a television station to show it. Sky Sports are not interested, having already taken the decision to cover the tests in New Zealand remotely rather than on location, while the BBC and ITV are heavily committed to Euro 2024. Simona Halep hasn't been granted a wild card for the upcoming French Open. The 2018 champion returned to action in in March, with her four-year doping ban reduced to 9 months by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The American ring announcer who called out the wrong winner after a women's WBA bantamweight title fight in Australia last weekend is quitting the role. Dan Hennessy said he was crushed by his mistake and the worldwide backlash was affecting his mental health. It's the opening day of the Dante Festival at York. Aidan O'Brien runs Mayfair in the Musidora Stakes, a leading trial for the Oaks. And finally, Naas Racecourse has announced free admission for next Sunday's meeting to mark the track's 100th birthday. They're inviting racegoers to wear 1920s style clothes with prizes for the best outfits.
Porrick, thank you very much.